name is Molly, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program on air since 2015, featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Much thanks to all listeners for tuning in. The Clean Meat Hoax, Bad for Animal Justice. Within this episode, I'm featuring snippets of two panels about what I will call the infiltration and co-option of the vegan movement involved in lab-grown meat, clean meat. John Sanban Matsu at the Conscious Eating Conference in Berkeley, California. His presentation is titled The Clean Meat Hoax, Bad for Animal Justice. A side note, John Sanban Matsu is a Massachusetts resident. He's also a professor at WPI.
Clean meat is part of a strategy not to replace animal agriculture, but to enshrine the meat economy forever.
The Conscious Eating Conference was hosted by the vegan organization United Poultry Concerns. And for more information about the clean meat hoax, one can visit the website cleanmeat-hoax.com. Here's John.
We are putting together a website, thecleanmeathoax.com. All right. Now, my first point is that clean meat strengthens meat culture. Synthetic meat reinforces meat culture as a whole. As Justin Van Cleek points out, quote, "The problem with clean meat is that it keeps meat as a concept on the plate. The continued preponderance of meat will therefore mean that real meat will always have a cultural cachet that nothing else will." I think that aestheticizing meat as an attractive commodity is a terrible idea. Much of the public relations and marketing discourse around clean meat actually reinforces myths about meat. The idea that animal flesh is essential, indispensable, inevitable, irreplaceable, natural, something we need rather than merely want. One of the firms that's profiting from these capital venture firms says, quote, "We believe meat is one of life's pleasures to be celebrated and enjoyed, but without the downsides to health and the environment. Finally, meat you can enjoy that's good for your health and good for the planet." So, two messages. One, meat is one of life's essential pleasures. Two, you should eat the new meat for health and the environment. And my friends, it's not about the animals in most of the discourse or the advertising. It's an anti-vegan discourse. The animals barely get mentioned a lot of the time in many of the presentations, as though they're an embarrassment. It's doing the opposite of what we want to do, which is try to get people to actually care about animals, not to trivialize them. But Bruce himself says that the whole point of clean meat is, quote, "to take ethics off the table for the consumer." But taking ethics off the table subverts animal justice and damages the long-term interests of both animals and our movement. Secondly, clean meat is not intended to replace animal agriculture. Neither the Good Food Institute nor the venture capitalist firms New Crop Capital or Clear Current Capital are against animal agriculture. Quote, "Our team views conventional animal agriculture as an antiquated and inefficient food production system." And Bruce himself said at a debate, quote, "I understand the concern of people in slow food, and we're absolutely not trying to make people unhappy about, you know, animal farms. I would be completely shocked if the fact that clean meat is being promoted, if that had any negative ramifications for the folks in the regenerative animal agriculture, slow food, high welfare crowd. And in fact, to the degree that clean meat is successful, it replaces conventional animal agriculture. We see Tyson, Smithfield, and everybody else go to clean meat. And then the options are clean meat on one hand and then the sort of regenerative high welfare meat on the other. So it's a reducing the future to these two possibilities. Make no mistake, this is an anti-animal justice position. It is a welfarist position. It is not an abolitionist one. The clean meat lobby has set up a false dilemma, a choice between conventional animal agriculture on one side and new synthesized animal flesh on the other. This, by the way, is an intensification of humane meat discourse, which I've written on. I think humane meat and the myth that animals can be killed, gassed, shot, stabbed in the billions or millions ethically is horrific and has done great damage to our movements. Clean meat won't eliminate meat from animals killed on factory farms either. So I agree with my partner in this, Vasily. who quoted Bruce as saying, for the Good Food Institute, we have really good relationships with Tyson, Smithfield, Purdue, and so forth, and says that the people who run these companies want to do something noble. They want to feed the world high-quality protein. That's their goal. But as Leah said, it isn't their goal. They have one goal. It isn't to feed the world. It's to make profit. And if they're going to kill billions and billions of animals to do that, they'll do that. So that much of the argument is clear. Well, James Levesque, over a decade ago, wrote this really great article you should look up online. It's called Invasion of the Movement Snatchers. And it's about how the meat industry is taking over the vegan movement and the animal rights movement, believe it or not. So you have, just in the last few years, you have all of these companies now taking over the vegan foods industry. In 2016, the Danone dairy company in France bought White Wave and Silk soy milk. In 2017, Field Roast and Light Life, the vegan meat companies, were purchased by Maple Leaf Foods, the biggest killer of animals in Canada. In 2017, the Daiya cheese company was purchased by the Otsuka Pharmaceutical Company, the second biggest big pharma in Japan, which, of course, tests on animals. So why are companies doing this? Why are they gobbling up the vegan industry? Well, I want to concur with my debate partner here. First of all, there's vegan washing and greenwashing. These companies are able to put a compassionate label, sustainability label, on their products. Secondly, they are hedging against future risk by buying up vegan enterprises. They gain strategic growing influence and advantage over the vegan market and the animal rights movement. They're defining our discourses for us, and now here we are, as though summoned. Three, it's about the money, to ensure future market dominance through a two-track strategy to preserve and, where possible, to expand traditional live animal markets. It is quite clear these companies have no intention ever of ending animal agriculture. Here's what Cargill said. Now, they're an investor in Memphis Meats. Quote, Cargill is committed to growing our protein portfolio. This includes investing in and growing our traditional animal protein businesses. Our commitment is reinforced by nearly $600 million in recent investments in conventional protein, meaning factory farming, in North America alone, including acquisition of Five Star Custom Foods, modernization of our turkey hatchery in Virginia, the conversion of our Columbus, Nebraska plant into a cooked meats facility, and on and on and on. They say this further underscores Cargill's overarching commitment to animal protein. At Cargill, we recognize that meat is a core part of consumer diets, central to many cultures and traditions. Our traditional proteins, as well as new innovations like cultured meats, are both necessary to meet that demand. What Leah didn't mention is that, no, the desire for meat is not natural. It's actually marketed. And these companies, like Cargill, spend billions of dollars to make people want to buy the meat. The synthetic meat is not going to replace the other meat. It's going to come right along with it. But we're talking about billions and billions and billions of animals. So the new meats lobby, including these venture capitalist firms, are going to make their investors a ton of money. As the new Crop Capital's chief investment officer, Chris Kerr, said, quote, we will be rich no matter what. That's a direct quote from Chris Kerr. We will be rich no matter what. We are being treated as fools. They get the gold and the animals lose.
What's true? fight for their ancient rights. Well, we will not stay inside. Won't do what it says in the new guidelines. How many dare to question the government's intentions? Who governs minds? Who governs minds? Who's governing minds?
Vegan band in England, UK. Their song is Governed Mind. I'll be featuring Mobius Loop throughout the rest of this episode.
We're living in a plutocracy disguised as a democracy, where the affluent are getting off scot-free with the tax haven hypocrisy. Down on the picket lines in the UK, where trade unions are trying to have their say. A fair day's work for a fair day's pay is starting to sound just a little cliche. Can we all agree that equality is the pinnacle of human dignity? Still, it's hard to ignore the intent of the law when you break down a word into its archaic form.
Who governs minds? Who governs minds? Who's governed minding you?
I guess your government do Etonian sophism. These phonies with their cronyism. Roll the wrong pants and you'll go to prison.
To keep you from the truth.
And just milk yourself a seed. All you need's a blender, strain of water, seed and jug. And 30 seconds later you will have a creamy mug of
milk.
It's such a lovely day, and I've just made myself some milk in such a lovely way.
Milk,
you really can't complain. Just blend hemp seed with water and give it all a strain.
Milk
is really cereal or have it in your brew.
Hemp
milk, the healthiest around, the greatest source of protein
that humans ever found.
Humans ever found.
Hemp milk,
the House of Lords, who subsidize the dairies
and glorify the wars.
Hemp
milk,
no need to rape a cow, and we can end their suffering right now. If you want some milk but don't want animals to bleed, then bless our mothers, udders, and just milk yourself a seed. All you need's a blender, strain of water, seed and jug, and 30 seconds later you will have a creamy mug of hemp milk. It's such a lovely day, and I've just made myself some milk in such a lovely way. Hemp milk, you really can't complain. Just blend them seeds with water and give it all a strain. Hemp milk is really good for you. Pour it on your cereal or have it in your brew. Hemp milk, the healthiest around, the greatest source of protein that humans ever found. Humans ever found. Hemp milk, the House of Lords, who subsidize the dairies and glorify the wars. Hemp milk, no need to rape a cow, and we can end the suffering right now.
Thank you very much for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our program. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Here's Mobius Loop in England, UK.
Hello, beautiful beings.
Thank you so much for joining us for our grassroots session today. We have unveiled the Hemp Redemption stage.
Voila!
I'd just like to say a massive thank you to our incredible patrons for making these videos possible. Yeah. You're amazing supporting our work.
So today's song is called the Hemp Milk Song. And I wrote it many moons ago, inspired by the wonderful hemp plant. The song itself is about the milk and how to make it. So hopefully you learned something today from that song.
Yeah.
But it also brings about the notion that hemp is a direct competitor to industries. And in this particular song, hemp milk is a direct competitor to cow's milk. It's actually much healthier than cow's milk. It's much better for the planet to grow hemp instead of farming cattle. And it's far more ethical. The most important point is that cows are suffering for their milk. They have to be artificially inseminated. It's just an atrocious industry. And yet we could be farming the beautiful cannabis plant and getting so many other elements and aspects of what we need for society from it, as well as hemp milk. The glory.
Local hemp farmers.
Yeah,
like Alex says, not only would we be taking the seeds from the plants to make our milks and other food products, but then you'd be left with the fiber, which creates incredible clothing and textiles, and paper and all sorts of amazing products.
Too much to list.
To our Hemp Redemption Festival to learn more about that. We're definitely hosting it again this year. We cannot stop the magnificence of the Hemp Redemption, hemp education. Hemp cannabis is an ancient herb, and everyone should have the right to grow their own herbs in their garden.
If you check our website, mobiusloop.co.uk, there's a page on there called Hemp Redemption, and you can see hundreds of patrons on there that helped us build
the stage,
the Hemp Redemption stage. Shout out to vegan tattoo artists.
Yes, we love you, Mel. Thank you for painting our beautiful hemp goddess. We love you. We will hopefully in the future do a video demonstrating how to make hemp milk. We also show people how to make it at our festival. It's so simple. You literally just blend hemp seeds with water, as the song shows, but it's really tasty and delicious and super good for you. As Alex says, it's got every single amino acid in it. It's got magnesium, iron, calcium. It's full of goodness. Omega 3, 6 and 9 in a perfect balance. It's just such a super magnificent, wonderful drink for us all to drink. And especially as adults, we don't need to drink the milk of our mothers anymore. We're not babies. So we can drink the milk from the glorious cannabis, from the glorious hemp.
And we feel really blessed and also galvanized to carry out this mission on behalf of this plant that has seen so many people fined, imprisoned, shamed, lose their business. Like anyone who's working with hemp, cannabis, you know,
it's
like...
It's quite ridiculous it seems that it really does seem like a conspiracy, because like we say, it's a direct competitor to the major industries in our world today. It was made illegal, it was criminalised because of that.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely quite appalling when you look at the history of how cannabis has been suppressed.
Yeah. Has to change. Last year at Hemp Redemption Festival 2020, we had the stage set up and
brilliant.
There was beautiful music and educational weekend.
Alcohol-free and family-friendly. Children. Yeah. We need to teach the children about hemp. We had children planting hemp seeds. We had children making hemp milk. We even had children enter a fancy dress competition, and one of the children dressed themselves in a carton of hemp milk. It was so wonderful beautiful.
Yeah.
And such a proof that hemp cannabis is such an amazing plant. We need to relearn the history and the many infinite uses of this incredible plant.
We feel honoured to be a part of this movement. Yeah. This plant, cannabis, hemp, seems to have just been demonised all over the globe. Yeah. Then they boom, go and demonise this cannabis plant.
Yeah.
Because the dawn of the petrochemical industry and all these other industries that hemp would have basically prevented the profit margins.
Everything that's made of plastic can be made of hemp.
It can.
And we really want to celebrate and redeem the reputation of this magnificent plant.
Yeah.
So blend yourself up a nice cup of hemp milk.
Join the hemp revolution.
Yes. We love
Thank
you guys. And we'll see you for our next grassroots session.
Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Here's more of Mobius Loop.
Don't blame it on the poor people, because we're all equal.
would like to insert another little snippet of the speech by Joanne Farb at the panel discussion of lab meat facilitated at Summerfest in Pennsylvania.
You know, some vegans are telling us that we should embrace lab-grown meat because promoting veganism is not working. They say we are losing the battle for people's hearts and minds in converting them to veganism. You know, the same people who encouraged us to promote humane meat and dairy a few years back are now the loudest proponents of lab meat. Most people won't change, they're saying again. So instead of trying to inspire them to embrace authentic justice, we should be pragmatic. But a strong case can now be made that promoting humane meat actually sustained demand for meat and further legitimized killing. And you know, my own experience of 25 years as an activist, the biggest stumbling block that I now encounter when I try to promote veganism to people is that I encounter people who won't consider it because of humane meat. You see, its promotion supported a cultural paradigm that is now an endpoint in many people's ethical evolution. You see, once people embrace and form social networks around the ideology that it's okay to enslave and kill other beings, you know, as long as you don't do all the terrible things that factory farms do, they become the most resistant to veganism. Now we have investors lining up to support lab meat, and the same people who threw veganism under the bus for humane meat, they now want us to support lab meat. So if you care about justice, health, and sustainability, and a livable planet for our children, it's critical to deconstruct the rhetoric on this issue.
Mobius Loop, performing their song Billionaires, live at Buddha Field, 2025.
May all beings be free from slavery. May every cage be open and empty. May all beings be free from slavery. May every cage be open and empty.
That was Mobius Loop singing their mantra to bull calves, heifers, and cows at a UK dairy farm. The video is titled Singing Our Mantra to Baby Cows at a UK Dairy Farm. That's Mobius Loop, the all-vegan band in England, UK.
Everyone in Preston's going vegan! Ah!
Go vegan for freedom! Go vegan for freedom! Go vegan for freedom! Go vegan for freedom!
February 17th, Mardi Gras. Check out all the great vegan recipes for gumbo and jambalaya and the vegan smoothies concocted with gold and green and purple, the colors of Mardi Gras. February 17th is also Random Acts of Kindness Day. And there it is. Go vegan, stay vegan. That's kindness. Go vegan and stay vegan. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlene in Massachusetts wishing you a lovely day. A lovely day. And much thanks to Mobius Loop for sharing their music and for their activism. And much thanks also to Born Vegan, bornvegan.org, Serena Farb, whom is Joanne Farb's daughter. Thanks to Will Tuttle for his cow song and chicken song.
Much thanks to UPC, United Poultry Concerns, for their recording of their debate held at the Conscious Eating Conference in Berkeley, of which I featured a snippet of John Sanbar Matsu's speech. Thank you all for your vegan activism. Peace.
Why did you take the good people's pride, the blood of our tribe?
free the animals, we free ourselves. Mobius Loop. If you're not free,
cause you got to have free speech and free debate to free the people from the hatred. Freedom for everyone, freedom for all people. Free speech and free debate to free the people from the
Vegan Nation.